This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the 5 o'clock hour... Although we've already talked to him about cars, because we're usually out here on a Friday.
Yeah.
So, and we've had him on for years, so we've asked him, you know, his big car story.
I'm trying to remember.
Do you remember his big car story?
What was his big car story?
Well, he test drove a car when he was in Detroit, and they gave it to him as a loaner, and it's a badass car, and I can't remember which one it is because I'm not a car guy.
Yeah.
And it's, and that was his... And he drove it around.
I don't remember that.
Like a badass in Detroit.
Yeah. Well, a lot of those guys now, like, you know, they do deals with dealerships, and they went, you know, most quarterbacks aren't driving around. Like, Tom Brady had an Audi one when he was in New England.
Nice.
And they just give him a car to drive around. So that happens a lot. In fact, all, like, coaches in college, they all have none of those cars are their cars. Like, Lanning, we know, drives a Tahoe. That's not his Tahoe. That's Chevy of Eugene, whatever, that loans him that.
My Subaru Outback is not my Subaru Outback. Did you know that?
That is the Nurse Nice Subaru. That's
my wife's.
Yes, that is the Subaru Outback of Nurse Nice of Greater Portland.
So, hey, let's talk about beards. You know, the big story in sports today.
This is how, you want to know how dead, besides hockey, anything going on right now, that this was a legitimate headline story.
It's a big deal. The Yankees, George Steinbrenner in 1976... instituted a no facial hair policy for the Spankies.
You can have a mustache.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Don Mattingly.
But right at the lip. You can't have it go past the side of your mouth.
So finally, all these years later, George dead and buried.
Yeah. Hal.
Hal comes in and he's been in there for a while, but he finally justice for Johnny Damon as he has instituted a policy that says you can now have a finely groomed beard.
I think he said well-groomed.
Well-groomed beard.
Well-groomed
That's what it
beard.
Is. Which, like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't either, but when I woke up this morning and I was scrolling Twitter, right? It's a nice little news feed there. I'm scrolling and I see a big statement from the Yankees. And I was kind of like, oh my God, like what? Like, it was a major statement. And I was like, and I forget who it was, like Jeff Passan had retweeted it with like the eyeballs, you know, like the, oh my God, look at this. So I was like, my first thought was, did they sell? Did the Yankees sell? Did someone die? Like, what happened? And then it was a stupid beard? Like, you can have a beard now? That was the major announcement?
Yeah, it was a big
deal.
Welcome
to 2025, New York Yankees.
It's a big deal it's a big deal for the Yankees, though.
Yeah.
Because,
Who was the Milwaukee reliever that just signed there?
Devin Williams.
Devin Williams. He had to shave his beard when he went there, and it looks bizarre.
One of the weirdest ones. Well, Johnny Damon was the weirdest one. Because he went from the Red Sox,
homeless,
all scraggly, to the Yankees, and he had to shave. But also, you know, another weird one was they had Rougned Odor.
Yes.
Do you remember him?
His weird, stupid neck beard.
Yeah.
They should have made him shave that.
Well, they did. Yeah. He did. You can't play with the Yankees with a beard.
The thing is,
or with a beard.
No one should have a neck beard, and I mean no one unless you're Abraham Lincoln.
Anyway, I was wondering about your beard. I was thinking about this today. I was like, oh, I can now play for the Yankees.
You can.
Because my beard is groomed, well-groomed.
Yes. Your Brett Favre beard is fine.
Now, you are an interesting study because I feel like you do groom your beard. You say you go to the lady who shapes it for you.
Yes.
I'm sure you put all the big thing now is oils.
Yes.
And
I have to have
balms.
I have to have product in my beard every
day.
But
it doesn't, no offense. This isn't, I mean, like, I don't know. Maybe this is the way you want.
No offense.
Well, it's not, it doesn't look groomed.
It is groomed.
I don't think you could play for the Yankees.
And this is the problem I have with this. When I read the statement, it says well-groomed. I put more time and effort into grooming my beard than you do.
That's correct.
My beard what would you say? It's weller? It's more well-groomed than yours? And yet, somehow, you're allowed to play for the Yankees,
yeah.
And I am not.
It's a little unfair.
It is unfair.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you have a longer beard, you can't, unless you were to, like, put... I mean, unless you use like a straightener, that's like saying curly hair. If you have curly hair, then your hair can't be well groomed because it curls.
Well, I don't know. I've seen some long beards that are pretty tight. Like, look, again, no offense. They're tighter than yours. You know, I mean, you could tighten that up if you wanted. I think you want it that way. Beard looks good, okay? I'm not trying to rag on your beard. What I am saying is,
if
you wanted to make that look super well-groomed...
I don't think you could.
I think you could.
Okay, but if you did, I would literally have to get a hair straightener, like an 80s crimping iron, to straighten it. Does your beard go curly?
It will if it goes long enough.
Yeah, like I put...
See, like this. Like, look at these guys. I just Googled. See, look like that. Your beard could look like that. That is a nice, groomed, long beard. Meanwhile, whatever this is...
Whatever's happening
here. Rat's nest on your face.
I feel very attacked right now and that I'm no longer allowed to play. And here I was thinking I was going to play third base for the Yankees, but not
no,
now.
That's going to be me.
Yeah. When I saw that statement, I'm like, finally, my chance to play for the Yankees.
Well, here's the thing about beard. It's about time they did this because what percentage of American men have a beard?
It's becoming more and more.
Isn't it like half?
It's a lot.
I think everybody has a beard, although I was just getting ready to say, hey, let's look around and do a quick...
Beard versus no beard?
Yeah, like find the clean-shaven guy.
Yeah.
Well, Kurt Ludwig is here. He's sitting right next to us, and he doesn't have a beard.
No,
he has nothing. He's a clean-shaven guy.
Yeah.
Do you ever grow a beard? You ever want... No? Why?
I did the goatee once.
Yeah, he said he did a goatee.
Goatee. Yeah.
But, yeah, he's clean-shaven guy. Sales bro, you know, he's got to be presentable and all that.
And maybe that's what it... I will tell you this. If I was in, like, sales or something, I would not have this beard. My job allows me to...
Yeah.
To have this, or like if I wanted to be on, if my goal was to be like a news anchor, if I wanted to be like Adam Bjornsson, my guess is I would probably have to tighten this
up.
Well,
you remember they wanted me to shave my beard?
Yeah, they said you looked too Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
By the way, that's a
this
hand
is a
to
true
God
story.
Real thing that happened.
Our agent came out and they were like, yes, we had an agent. And they came out and they were like, God, you know, we're getting some feedback on you because at that time we were on CSN TV and they were checking out the show. They're like, God, where's that guy from? Saudi Arabia?
Oh, like,
you
got to
shave your
that
beard.
Brown guy, and then I went right past it.
I'm like, what?
Remember that? I was dying.
That was their feedback.
I was dying.
Needless to say, I haven't shaved my beard, although I don't look Saudi Arabian anymore because it's white.
It's white, yeah.
All these years later.
Yeah.
It wasn't white then. Now it's all white.
You had a good tan going on. You had the jet black beard. It was like, whoa.
Where's your turban?
I love, by the way, that was a negative.
Yeah. They were like, wow, we really can't. We don't trust you.
Yes. Like, if I was in... Although, like, the tattoos and beard thing, it has come a long way because you are seeing more and more people that are in traditional, like, you know, doctors, lawyers.
Totally.
You know, and you're seeing them that have more of that look. But I also understand that if you're in a business where you are seen and you are presented and your foot's in the door and that's your first impression, there are still a lot of people that probably look at me and again go with the the January 6th thing. Well, you were mentioned like Ortner said the other day, he was producing for us, and Will said, we're both bigger guys, we're both bald guys, and he gets none of the January 6th insurrection stuff, and I get all of it. And I was like, well, put some wrinkles on your face, grow out your beard for 6 months and get some tattoos, and
yeah,
your the perception has totally changed.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. America, and And I still can't play for the Yankees, which is ridiculous. In this 2025, I can't play for the Yankees.
You got to groom it a little better. Like mine.
I'm going to get, now I'm going to get a beard straightener. I'm going to come in here on Monday, and this thing is going to be straight as an arrow. I just have a really curly beard, so it's really, it's hard to get it to lay flat unless you were to straighten it.
Do you use beard butter?
I use, yeah.
Beard balm?
Yes. I use like a textured paste.
Oil, beard oil. See, you got all these things. If you're a bearded man, you know about all these things.
Yes.
You got the oil.
And you use none of it.
No, that's not true. I have a beard. Well, when it gets bigger,
yeah,
you have to have like the styling gel or whatever they call it.
And that's what
and it kind of lays it down. Because otherwise it gets a little frazzly.
Oh, when I wake up in the morning, it's something. It goes a lot of different directions.
But you have oils.
Yes.
You have a beard oil, and that makes it like shiny and hydrates it.
Yeah, it helps your skin underneath.
Then you have a balm, or no, a butter, which is... I don't even know what the butter does. And then there's a balm, which is like light hold. And then there's a gel, which is strong hold, like the beeswax.
Yeah.
Which is like a, I mean, there's a whole thing with beards now. And you got beard combs and beard brushes.
Yep.
It is just tough being a guy.
Yeah. And yet here I am still not able to play for the Yankees. I don't like this well-groomed, because now it's implied that I am not well-groomed. And I am. I put a lot of time.
Well, it puts a lot of onus on the word "well" because you are groomed. So where do you define the well line?
Exactly. I mean, this could is going to be a problem.
It could be that Suk is well groomed, but like James Harden is not. You know?
Yeah, it's going to be a problem. It's like when I don't know, Aaron Judge or somebody goes out there and Hal is looking down there. He's like, "Well, is that well groomed? I don't know." They call him into the office. It's a whole thing.
Judgmental.
Do you think the Yankees have missed out on any players because of their beard policy over the years?
100%.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there's someone that looked at that and was like, "Nah, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, I'm not dealing with that mess." See, Jake is our guy over there. He's doing the YouTube stuff. He's a Yankee fan. You could have six more titles had you not had a beard policy.
You know, as a beard policy, Brigham Young University.
Yeah.
I was not able to...
They still have that? You can't have a beard there?
No, no beards.
What is the, like...
I don't know.
Why are beards to some so off-putting?
I think, again, it just comes down to they want to present themselves as clean cut, wholesome, and the beard is like...
They say
studies show that beards can make people like nervous and like it makes you look untrustworthy and it makes you look shady, I guess. Which is weird because when you look at the Mormon history, Brigham Young, he had a beard that made mine look pathetic. Brigham Young had like a ZZ Top beard, but I go to BYU and I can't have one. What the hell?
All right, well, big news today. We are a bearded society, and the Yankees have finally come to terms with a beard policy.
Not me, though.
Coming up next, why have we seen such an uptick in student driver stickers? The answer on The Fan.